And are there any, you know, how have things changed? Just as far as for you to continue running your operation?
Well, the first thing is that I've always said that you're either in the beef business or you're in the land business. And you can't be in both. Right now, land is costing anywhere from around $300 an acre, and it takes 40 acres to a cow. So that's $12,000 for a cow unit. And if you put it out at 10% interest, there's $1,200. Well, the calf will only bring a maximum of $600 to $700 if you do a really good job. And so there's no way to make it by buying the land. It's not based on its productive capacity. It's based on speculation. And what's happened is a lot of guys from areas that are being suburbanized, is what I call it, from rural to suburban, are selling their ranches and their property, and they're trading it. There's a tax loophole. I forget what it's called, but they'll trade that land and come down here or some other places where they can buy property, and they don't mind spending a lot of money for the property. And it's made guys like me who's trying to make a living off the land, it's making it very, very tough. I'd be a lot better off selling out and just putting it in the bank at interest right now. And that's what's changing.
And that's in this area as well, because I know that's what's happening in, like, Taos.
It's happening all over.
That's also here.
And I don't see any trends that suggest it won't continue. And it's going to make the small guy like me, you know. What's sad is my son, who's in the Army right now, wants to come back, but there's no way that him and I could make a living right now. And there's no way that he could buy in. It's too expensive. You'd have to save a lot of money. And to pass it on to the next generation, I have a lot of worries about. I just don't see how we can do it right now.
And who are the people coming in? I mean,
it's from all over. From Montana, Wyoming, other parts of the state, even.
But is it there? Do they have operations, like large cattle operations?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the dairy farms? Or?
It's not necessarily that dairy farms are buying the farmland south of here, around Clovis and Portales, and that's not what's doing it. It's suburban creep, That's what I think. And if they can sell their land in Wyoming, Montana to the movie stars for $2,000 an acre, they can come down here and it's $300, seems cheap. You see? Mm-hmm. And just probably 10 years ago is bringing 100. So, and like I say, it's getting harder and harder to make it off the land, productive wise. If you haven't got it paid for, it's impossible. So.
And I know I keep asking this question, but I just have to make it really clear. It's you're saying it's suburban creep. It's not people who are coming in with their own operations. Maybe it's ranchettes or.
No, it's people coming in with their own operations, but. Let's say what suburban creep is they're selling their land somewhere else and moving here. Mm-hmm. And it may not be because it probably is. You can see ranchettes out here bringing there was a place at Tubman Carry that divided a little. Call them ranchettes, sold them 40 acres for I don't know how much money, $1,000 an acre, and there's no water, no electricity, people buying them sight unseen. So there's demand for ranches out in the middle of nowhere. They don't really know what they're getting, but So you're seeing more and more. We're not affected quite as bad here. We're still pretty isolated, but it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that, like you said, that's everywhere right now.
Right, and our limiting factor here is water. There's really not a whole lot of potable water here right now. The wells are not that. We're pretty weak to support a lot of people because people take a lot of water.
Are y'all in Ogallala here?
No. Okay. Here, you know, right around this area, there's a lot of salt water. Okay. But you have to really search to find good fresh water. It's pretty hard to find.
Okay. And then, you know, it makes me wonder about people who come in and they start their own operations. Do you think that, I mean, does it seem like there are people who are going to stay? That's hard to say, right? But,
well, there's a lot of absentee landowners. I'm surrounded by, both on the east side, west side of course, they've been here quite a while, that were bought by oil people that discovered oil on their property around Midland or whatever. And invested in ranches around here, so they're absentee. In fact, I've never met the guy that has all the ranches borders to the east of me. I've never seen him. I just know the cowboys that work for him.
Okay. So, wow. Sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. And, you know, I mean, development, that's definitely, because that's one of the things that the program's going to address. Mm-hmm. So feel free to take a drink.
You know, okay.
I'll finish as well. But, you know, development, how development, so that is directly affecting, the development is direct, it's pushing the prices up.
It's not development here, per se, because we're losing population like crazy. Mm-hmm. It's development elsewhere, and then the people are buying the ranches out here, and they're not necessarily moving here. And, you know, like our school there in San Juan, I remember whenever I was in first grade, we had 50 kids. And now that's the whole elementary. Grades 1 through 6 doesn't have 50 kids. We had a lot of farming. This was a big broom corn area, and it was very profitable during the 60s. And so a lot of people moved out when that market crashed. But it takes a larger and larger unit to make a living. The margins are really thin. And so it's seen a lot of people move out. But, you know, I don't know if they'll... development will come this way or not. I think it's limited too much by the water. So
kind of a blessing, though.
Well, I guess so. It hurts your community, though, because our community has become one of middle class to a lot lower class, because there's not that many jobs. And the jobs are real, you know, service oriented around, you know, service stations or motels or whatever. There's really not any businesses here to give good jobs right now. And poor ranchers, he can't pay very much either. So there's really no incentive for a lot of people to come in here at this time. But who knows how it'll change.